We should have Rav Tzadik. We should have Tzikas at Tzadik on the. Tzikas at Tzadik.
I'll repost that.
No, so what's going to be now? The shtibl, every shtibl has to have also security now. That's what's happening.
This was a house, this wasn't a shtibl.
Every shtibl has to have now. We're back in Poland.
This was in his house. This wasn't even in the shtibl.
It was the Rebbe's house. It wasn't. It wasn't the shul.
It's all the same thing.
Oh, this is.
It's the same thing.
No. It was right next door. It was all one thing.
Yeah, he was lighting left in the house.
Anybody can look on this thing now, and it says where you, the same way it says your nearest gas station, it says the nearest synagogue, right? Isn't that true?
Yeah.
It tells you where the nearest synagogue is? So it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to plot to go to the Lincoln Center Square or to Young Israel to some big shul with 500. He can, any Sonny Yisrael can look on this thing, and it tells him where the nearest shtiebel is. It says, right? All the shuls, everything is listed as a tax-exempt shul is on the thing. Yep, that's it. Now we're back in Europe. That's what it is. Okay, it's part of what we're learning about. We're going to have to start getting our suitcases packed up already. At least if someone stabs you in Yerushalayim, it's for a good cause, you know what I mean? At least you're in your place, and you're at least we're in Eretz Yisrael, and there's some meaning to that. Sitting munching to have come after you. Okay. We ended last week with V'Yisrael Ohav is Yosef Mikolbonov Ki Ben Zekunim Uloi. That our generation is Hashem's Ben Zekunim. We're the child of Hashem in his old age, Kivyochel. Hashem describes himself as being old, Va'ad Zikna Anihu. Even though I'm old, I'm still with you. Many people say that every single time after Aleinu, Va'ad Zikna Anihu, the Pasuk. I'm old, but I'm still your father. And we're his Ben Zekunim. And we were learning how our generation, the Dor Basra, the Ekev, the heel, the end. Davke, the generation that is like the heel, doesn't feel much and doesn't think and doesn't feel. Davke, our generation, the Ekev, was sent to complete the tachlis of all of creation, which is Yisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyosla Yisbar Dir B'tachton. And in order for us to understand the nature of A, the nisyonis that we and our children are going through davke in this area of Yosef et Tzadik, of the Ben Zekunim, which is Yosef, and to understand the nachas ruach that our generation gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with every single mitzvah, and every single word of davening, and every single thing that we're doing, to understand all of that, we're going to have to learn one of the sidus of Pnimius HaTorah that we were not taught in school growing up. But without this, we can't understand the tahapuchais of our generation. We can't understand what's going on. And to begin with, we're going to learn two Torahs from Tzikas HaTzadik. Now some of you, I'm assuming that some of you have Tzikas HaTzadik from Reb Tzadik HaKohen, but there's an excellent Perish that came out a few years ago, two, 3 years ago, called an Imais Atzadik, which is what you have on your phone. So even if you have the Tzikas Atzadik, there are these two volumes of a Perish, like a Chassidus Mavuaris type of a work, very good. And if you don't have it, it's definitely, if you're a person, if you learn Reb Tzadik, which everybody should learn Reb Tzadik. I know you say that about everything, but Reb Tzadik also, he said. Reb Tzadik is mamish speaking to us. Every single word is for our generation. So it's kedai to have the Ne'imas at Tzadik. We were going to be learning Reb Tzadik, these two Torahs, Kufyat Aleph and Nun Beis. We're going to be learning them on top and also in the Perush on the bottom, which will help fill in our understanding of what Reb Tzadik is talking about. Reb Tzadik wrote very short, even though we have so many Svarim from him. And what we have from Reb Tzadik is only a tiny, tiny percentage of what was destroyed in the war. But even what we have from Reb Tzadik, with all of that, he writes very short, especially Tzikas HaTzadik, which is really one of his earliest Svarim in Chassidus, is Tzikas HaTzadik. So it's very short. So let's begin. Again, if you don't have it, it's Chaval. It could be sent to you right now on your phone. So it's out. Okay, good. It's easier probably to, if you could print it. If you could, right? You could do it from the phone if it's easier, whatever you prefer. But it's better to have it in front of you, that's all. Be'ik kuf yud aleph. Be'ik v'sid ha-mashicha. Be'ik v'sid ha-mashicha. Reb Tzadik died in 1900. I've met Jews that met Reb Tzadik. I've met people that learned by Reb Tzadik. That now it's hard to... But years ago, I there was somebody that once came to the shul on an Erev Shabbos, was visiting family in the Five Towns, and he came to the shul, and he learned by Reb Tzadik. He learned as a young man by Reb Tzadik. And I've met other people, Reb Tzadik by 1900. So when he's speaking about Ikvus of the Mashiach, it's not he's not a long time ago. Ikvus of the Mashiach, ha'ikahu rak lahaitzi yakar mizoylel. Now, these couple of words are packed. He says, the Iker of this time of Ikvus of the Mashiach is to take out that which is called Yakar. What does Yakar mean? Valuable, precious. To take out that which is Yakar from Zorlal. Zorlal means something which is worthless. The opposite. Because the Inyan of Ikvus of the Mashiach is the Iker of Ikvus of the Mashiach. Is Lahoitzi, he didn't make this up. This is from Chazal. We'll see. To take that which is noble, valuable, precious, to extract it and to pull it out from that which is worthless and empty. The rak, we'll see the parish in a minute. The rak b'mokam yetzahara b'tikbaris avaynis misham ikachecha. Now the words Misham Yikachecha are familiar, of course, to all of us, because at the end of Sefer Devarim, the Torah already tells us about what's going to be at the end of time, the terrible Hestapanim that's going to be, and how Hashem already told us back then through Moshe Rabbeinu that even if you're cast away and you're far away, Ktzeh Shemayim. At the end of the universe, Misham Yikabetzcha Hashem Elokecha, or Misham Yikachecha, Hashem will bring you back from that place. Misham Yikabetzcha, He will gather you together, and Misham Yikachecha, and He'll take you from that place. Yikabetzcha and Yikachecha. Why both? We're not going to right now. But Misham Yikabetzcha, Misham Yikachecha. Now the simple pshat when one learns Chumash Asta pshat is that it's talking about Kibbutz Golias. In other words, that even if physically we are very far away, and Jews are dispersed all around the world. Don't worry, Hashem is going to bring back all of his children. He'll bring them back wherever they are. Even if there's one Jew someplace, everybody will come back to Yerushalayim. That's a simple pshat. But in Teres HaBalsham, and this goes back already to Chazal, but in the world of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and Talmidei Baal Shem, this became a big inyan that Misham, the Baal Shem Tov himself already spoke about it, that Misham Yikachecha doesn't have to do just with geography. It's not just where you live. That Hashem's going to take you, if there's a Jew someplace in China, or there's a Jew someplace in India, that Hashem's going to take this family back, or this person back. That's true. But Misham Yikachecha means even a Jew who's b'kzeh shamayim in Ruchnius. That's how the Baal Shem Tov learned. In Ruchnius, a Jew who is michutz, outside. Far, far away. He doesn't even see the light of the Chanukah menorah from where he is. There's a person who's so far away from Yiddishkeit. Ad kedei kach. So Hashem is promising that Rak b'mokim yetzahar v'tikbaris avaynas. That the end of time is a time, Ikvus HaMashiach is a time where there will be a complete explosion of Yetzirah, an unbridled, what seems to be an uncontrollable explosion of Yetzirah, v'tigboris avonis, a strengthening, an overpowering presence of chait, of sin, tikboris avonis. And the Torah says about that period of time, Mishom Yikachach. Daika means davka. In other words, that has to be at the end of time. Yetzahar v'tikbaris avinus must be at the end of time. Chazal already told us, and the Torah already tells us what's going to be. And the tachlis is Mishom Yikachach, daika. Daika means davka. Ayde tshuva. Kamesha Amru, Bechelek, like it says in Sanhedrin, Ben David Bo, Bedor Shekulo Chayiv. Mashiach is going to come to a generation. The Gemara there talks about either being Kulo Zakai, completely pure and innocent and worthy, or being Kulo Chayiv. The completely worthy and innocent is not the Metzias. It really never has been the Metzias. And Kulo Chayiv is the understanding that a generation that is going to be able to climb from being in a state of complete guilt and sin to becoming a generation that is pure. That the Kula Chayiv, Kula Hafach Lava, will be transformed into something pure through tshuva. Let's just read another sentence inside and we'll learn the parish a little bit. V'nefesh kazeh. Now, if you're that type, that you feel that the Yetzirah is making you crazy, and you see in your life a tikbaris of avinus, the Reb Tzaddik says, don't feel bad about that. I mean, you got to work on it. We have to do tshuva, but don't feel bad. He says, v'nefesh kazeh hu michelkel shem Mashiach. Nefesh kazeh hu michelkel shem Mashiach. A soul like this, that's overwhelmed with chait and Yetzirah, he says, is michelkel shem Mashiach. You're on Mashiach's team. You're michelkel shem Mashiach, Reb Tzaddik says. The Cain, David HaMelech al v'shalom, nikra shehekim eilus ha-tshuva. David HaMelech was on that team. And David HaMelech, Chazal said about David HaMelech, that his inyan was, Chazal tells that he walked around with a kupa shel shvatzim. A kupa shel shvatzim, a necklace that had in it, that had a kupa shel shvatzim, a box that was filled with shvatzim, with a whatever, rats and rodents, a kupa shel shvatz. Doesn't mean physically he walked around like that. He wore beautiful big day malchus. That's not how he walked around. It means that he had, in ruchnias, on his level, which you don't understand, he had a kupa shel shvatz. He had a past. He had a kupa shel shvatz. And everybody who walks around with a kupa shel shvatz is mechelkel shel Mashiach, is part of that world of David HaMelech, of Mashiach Tzekeinah. Kiyadua de Knesset Yisrael Ragleha Yardes Mavis. As it is known, the Midah of Malchus, which is Knesset Yisrael, is Ragleha Yardes Mavis. I'm sure many of you have heard those words, have seen those words. Ragleha Yardes Mavis means the last of the spheres is Malchus. And the lowest level of Malchus Shiva Malchus in the world of Asiya, at the end of time, is what we're in right now. And Ragleha Yardas Marvis, the feet of the Midah of Malchus descend into the darkest, most disgusting place that's called Marvis, death and desolation. That's Malchus, that's Knesset Yisrael. O Be'ikve Mashiach, Hanefashus Min Haraglin. And by this time of Ikve Mashiach, which is the heel, which is the bottom of the foot, Stam, the Inyan of Malchus is Ragleha, the feet, Yordas Marvis. But the last generation, the Dor HaBasra, the end of time, which covers these last few generations, That's this period, really beginning from the time really of the middle of the 19th century to where we are now, is Ikvah de Meshicha, is Raglei Yodas Mavis, we're now the Ekev of the feet, and it was the bottom of the foot. And the Reb Tzaddik says, Nefesh Kazeh, these nefashes that come from the Raglayim are called Chelkei Shel Mashiach. They're from the world of Mashiach and the world of Davar HaMelech. Okay, before we continue, let's learn a little bit in the Parish. Is it hard to see on the thing? Okay. So underneath, it says, Ikra Avayda Bikvaz Mashiach Lohisi Yochem Mezoil. Le'el Oiskov Beis Mavur Inyan Masha Nehmar, it says in Yirmiyahu. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Tesvav, Vim Taitzi Yakar Mizoilo, Kvitiya. In English, if you produce what is noble out of that which is worthless, that's the job of our generation. To take that which looks totally worthless and to produce nobility out of that which is worthless. So the tachlis of the end of time is not the kid that's perfect and that's good. That's not the biggest thing of Yimas Mashiach. The Indian Vikvus of the Mashiach is you take a kid that looks like he or she is worthless, Chas Hashem, it looks like somebody who is Mizolal, who's Zoilal, who's worthless, and to produce that which is noble, to extract the Yakar out of the worthless. So it says in Pasuk, Vim Toitzi, Yokim Mizolal, Hashem says, if you're this kind of a Jew, that within yourself, not just other people, not just your kids or other Jews or people are not from, but if you're such a person that your life is spent trying to produce, to extract that which is noble and beautiful out of that which is worthless and ugly, Hashem says, Kefitiyah, the Mefarshim explained Kefitiyah means, you will be my spokesman. If you look in the Metzudas, if you look in the Mefarshim, the Radak, in other words, you're my guy. Hashem says, you're my guy. If you're one of those people, you're my guy. I had a conversation with a very, very fine chashev, a Talmud Chacham, who was telling me that, so he has a certain type of, he has a yeshiva someplace, not over here, he has a yeshiva, where he's trying to help a lot of kids who the other yeshivas have all thrown out. And he's trying to help these kids. And he has also, it's a yeshiva, and it's also like many yeshivas, it also has a minyan and Shabbos. There are people that come down in their Shabbos. And how he was telling me how one of the balabatim, who is a powerful guy with money, they're very helpful people, but they're also usually the most difficult people. I should say usually, they're oftentimes the most difficult people. So this very wealthy balabas who's been helping with the shul and with the yeshiva. So there was a kid that the Rosh Yeshiva called up for an aliyah, and this balabas went out of his kelim. He started yelling in front of everybody that he's a Michal Shabbos, this kid, and he smokes and he drinks and he's got a girlfriend and you're not allowed to call him up to the Torah and so on. So it was a whole tumult over there, and this Rosh Yeshiva called me to ask me what I thought about how to deal with the situation. So I think you could guess how I recommend that he deal with it. Well, it's easy for me to recommend because that's a guy with money, you understand, and he helps. But and I don't take it lightly. But I told him, I did mention to him, but I told you I think a few weeks ago or a month or two ago. When I had a mice with the Satmarov, I think I told it maybe just a few weeks ago with the Satmarov, Susi Elena, I'm talking about Rabbi Yerlish with the Satmarov, that when he came to America, so there was a certain Rosh Hashiva that came to him and was talking about how he had this yeshiva of Mitzuyonim, a chashav yeshiva, and he had whatever, 10 guys or 12 guys in the yeshiva, and that there were, but two of the guys were not, he found out that they were carrying on and things were not, you know, whatever, they're not doing well. So he came to talk to the Samarov about different things. He brought this up, and the Samarov says, "So what are you going to do about these bachrim?" So he says, "I threw them out. They're gone. Don't worry, Rabbi. They're gone." That's what he thought he was going to like impress the Rabbi, saying, "Don't worry, I got rid of them." The Samarov said, "I thought it's a yeshiva for Mitzionim you're making," which you could hear the Samarov didn't like that whole Indian, but you made a yeshiva. I thought it's a yeshiva for Mitzionim. So he said, that's right. That's why I threw them out. So the Sa'am Rebbe said, I don't understand you. If these guys, the other 10, are Mitzionim, then throw them out. And wherever they'll go, they're Mitzionim, no? Wherever they'll go, they'll be able to learn. They're Mitzionim. Did you ever think, he said, Sa'am Rebbe said, do you ever think that the reason that you have that whole yeshiva is for the two guys that you threw out? Those two guys that are not Mitzionim. Maybe it's for them, the yeshiva. Maybe not for the other ones, they'll learn it. They're Mitzionim, right? They'll learn everywhere. There's not a problem with the Mitzionim. It's a problem with these guys. So who told you that that's not why the Baruch Shalom sent them to you, that you should take care? So he said, you're asking me what, Sa'am Rebbe said, you're asking me what to do. Throw the other guys out, tell them, go find the yeshiva, and these two, sit with them and make them into Jews and help them become Jews. So I was trying to tell this Rosh Yeshiva that he's Michelko Shemashiach. Don't feel bad about what happened. You be mechazik the boys. Tell the boy. Don't worry about the gvir. He's crazy. I'm getting rid of him. And you stay here in the yeshiva, and we'll find other ways to get money. It doesn't have to come from him. And get out if you don't want it. If you don't like that one of the boys goes up to the Torah, then leave. It's not for you. Go find the other shuls. You can go. You don't have to be in the shul if you're not happy here. Because he's trying to save these boys' lives. That's what he's doing for years already. He's trying to help boys. The Baruch Shalom says about such people, you shall be my spokesman. That's what it says. Kefi tiyah. Kefi means like my mouth. Kefi, like my mouth. Tihiyah. Hashem says about such a Jew, you speak for me. You're speaking for me. That's what Hashem says about such a person. Kefi tiyah. Somebody told me another thing that there's he was at a shiva lo aleinu, and there was a bacher that came to the shiva. That's one of these bachem that's, you know, that went off or something. It's one of these bachem. So he was there at the shiva, and there's a chassidish rebbe that I know. Actually, I'm very good friends with him for many years, and he's a big oivis. So chassidish rebbe. Some of you might know who he is. He has the shul in Woodburn, Rabbi Youngreis, Rabbi Matfi Youngreis. So we were together for many years. We're good friends, and he's like a Baal Shem Tov Yid. I can't unless you know him, Matfi Youngreis. He's a Baal Shem Tov Yid, like Amish, like an old school of the Baal Shem Tov. So somebody told me that he was at a shiva, and that Rabbi Youngreis went over to this boy and was giving him a big hug. And the Rabbi Youngreis, so people right away start to look, it's a shiva house and it's not. So Rabbi Youngreis said, he said, everybody is now upset with Youngreis, and everybody's already giving me, I'm getting dirty looks already, you know. And he gave him another hug. Okay, so you could argue with it, you can give a shir on the subject, is it the right thing, is it the wrong thing. The Baruch Shalom says about such people, Kefi tiyah, you're speaking for me. Kefi tiyah. Shetuchal lahashiv, he brings the radak. Shetuchal lahashiv harishayim, shem zaylanim. Those Jews have the ability to bring back Jews who are rishayim, meaning that they're off. Shem zaylanim, like zaylanim of soiv, like they're acting in a terrible way. Lahashivim lias tovim v'yakar. To bring them back to being people who are tovim v'yikar. Vaz kifitiya, Pirshu Chazal, the Gemara says, Afil, now listen to what that means, the oimik of when Hashem says you'll be my spokesman. That's how it translates into English. When I looked up in English, it said like a spokesman. But look, he says, Pirshu Chazal, kifitiya, kifisiya is what? Afil HaKadosh Baruch Hu goyze egzera, mevatla b'shvilo. If you're one of these people that does this kind of work, that you bring those who are worthless and you bring them up to a place that's noble. Hashem says, even if I make a gzeira, a decree, you have the power to cancel the decree. Even though you say, what am I? I'm not a rebbe, I'm not a tzaddik, I'm a plain person. Chazal say, if you're a plain person, if you're doing this kind of work, I feel Kadosh Baruch Hu goes gzeira, mevatla b'shvil, Hashem is mevatla gzeiras for this kind of a guy. Now he explains, in this generation of Ikvus of the Mashiach, Ikvus HaMashiach, Ikuhu l'chol b'nei hador, l'sasek rak l'haitzi es ayakar, the entire generation should be busy with this. L'haitzi es ayakar, koiches HaKedusha, to draw out, to try to rescue the lost princess, to pull out koiches of Kedusha, mehazoylal. Hazoylal means imke haklipas, from the depths of the klipas. Hazoylalais oysam, because these klipas, these klipas of impurity, are zoylalais oysam. They're what's causing these neshamas, these people, these Jews, to become low and to become rishayim and degraded and so on. Vatam, ki rak b'mokim shayet zahar mishtarir v'yesham tegberes avinus. Because davke in a place where the Yetzirah seems to be in control, where the Yetzirah seems to be ruling things, seems to be in charge, like with this person, davke in such a place, where yesham tigburis avinus, where there's a tremendous power of chait, of sin, davke with such people in such places, nemar b'tayr, it says in Chumash, im yeni dachachar b'kseh shamayim, that even if you're pushed away, even if you're far away, what's the meaning of Ktzei HaShomayim Davka? That's what the Baal Shem Tov learned from. It says Ktzei HaShomayim. What does it mean? That person's at the end of the heavens. How is somebody so talking about space, outer space, Ktzei HaShomayim? People live, that's what's taught about if you live in outer space. No, Ktzeh Shemayim, the Baal Shem Tov taught, means Shemayim is Ruchnias. Ktzeh Shemayim means in your Ruchnias, your Mam is the other end of the universe. In Ruchnias, in Shemayim. The two parts to a person is Eretz and Shemayim. Eretz is your Gashmias, what you do for a living, and what you eat and what you drink. And Shemayim is the Ruchnias part of you. So a person whose life is being lived, b'kseh ha-shamayim, means he has no musig of ruchnias. He's so far from shamayim. That's what it means, b'kseh ha-shamayim. Absodic says, daika, davke me'aricho kahu, davke me'aricho kahu, yikachecha Hashem is baruch. That's davke, at the end of time, Hashem says, davke me'aricho kahu, yikachecha. Not that there happens to be a Jew who lives far away. This is the tachlis that what? That those who are furthest away will be brought back, because that's the inyan of dira b'tachtonim. That's the whole tachlis of creation. That those who are furthest away. Ktzeh HaShemayim, Mishom Yikechecha. Al yidei sha'at Yisrael taseh tshuva, because when a Jew who is in Ktzeh HaShemayim, or you help another Jew who is in Ktzeh HaShemayim to do tshuva, oz lefnei b'yas HaMashiach, before Mashiach comes, with yourself pulling out of that mess and helping to get other Jews out of that mess. L'chein oz hazman mesugl b'yoyser l'halois koiches hakedusha mi'ben haklipas. The time of Ikvus of the Mashiach, Hashem promised, I'm going to help you, misham yikachecha, that if you're one of my guys, that you're trying to get people out of the mess, you're one of those guys, and meaning yourself as well, you're trying to get out Yokar Mizorlo. Hashem made a promise. What's going to be at the end of time? Mishamikecha or Mishamikabesu. I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna help you bring yourself back, and I'm gonna help you bring the others back, because it's a time that's Mesugal to rescue the Koiches of Kedusha from the Klipas. To rescue the Koiches of Kedusha, to bring them out from the Klipas of the other side. This Yisod, that before Mashiach comes, Am Yisod is going to be the furthest away of ever. B'tachlis Arichu. The Gemara says that in Sanhedrin. Ein ben David ba, ela b'dor shekula zaka yekula chayiv. Mashiach can only come to a generation that's either purely pure and innocent, or one that's completely guilty. B'dor shekula chayiv, d'chsiv, v'yar ki ein ish, the Navi says, v'yishtoimim, when the Navi Yeshaya looked ahead to the end of time, he saw ki ein ish. There's no ish. There's no ish. The yishtoimim, and he was astonished by this. How empty the end of the generation at the end of time. The yishtoimim. Ki ein mafgir. Ein mafgir means there's no big daveners left. Ein mafgir. That's how Chazal instead of like Vayivka b'mokum by Yankovino, ein pagir el tefila, ein mafgir. There's not this. The Navi Yishai looked ahead and he said, "What is?" He saw, ein mafgir v'toyish leizroyi. So he explains, "Kasha yirish ein behem ish kasha v'hogun liyas negolim b'shusso." There's no big tzaddik. There's no big davener for whom the generation can be is worthy of being redeemed at least in the schus of that tzaddik. Zroya Hashem toishiyeloi. Then it says, "Vatoishiyeloi zroa." Hashem's arm will reach out. Lahav yagulim eblischus. That's how Mitzvah David explains. Vatoishiyeloi zod. So you look. So the Navi saw at the end of time, v'yishtoimim, that how is it going to be Mashiach? How they're going to have a gula? There's no tzaddik like this anymore. There's nobody that's on such a madrega to daven like this, or that the whole door should be zerchet to at least hold on to him and he'll pull them out. So Hashem promises that v'toish lo yizroa. Hashem says, I have a long arm. Mishom yikachach, mishom yikaben Hashem. My arm can reach all the way to Ketzei HaShemai. Hashem says, I have a long arm. Your job is taitzi yakim izol. You do your best to rescue the noble from that which is unworthy. You do your best. And Hashem says, as far as how it's going to happen, don't worry about it. I have a long arm. Zroya kodsha. Zroya netuya. What do you think of Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim was bad. It was memtesh sharetuma. Even a malach couldn't go down, right? Even a malach couldn't go to Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem, ani v'lo shalach, ani v'lo ma'af, ani v'shalach, ani hu v'lo acher. Chazal say that a malach wouldn't go into Mitzrayim. So Hashem took us out. B'yad chazaka, u'b'zroin netuya. B'zroin netuya. Hashem says, my arm is outstretched. I know how to reach. I know how to get a Jew. Even if he's over there, I could find him. I can get him. My father was once talking about that Zohar Netuya at the Seder when we were kids, and my father said that if the Rishayim, if the Germans were able to find one Jew that was hiding in a tunnel someplace 20 feet under the ground, the Nazis were able to find him. So he said the Baruch Shalom has a longer arm than Hitler has. That's my father. And that's a Seder by the Weinbergers. He said the Baruch Shalom has a longer arm than Hitler has. He could find a Jew also. Hitler was able to find such a Jew that was underground someplace hiding. He could find him. They used to send soldiers. The whole army was coming after some nidach. There was some Jew or some family, a couple of Jews that were hiding someplace, and they had a whole battalion coming looking for these Jews. So the Baruch Shem has a long arm. And Zvei Hashem Tashielai, Lahav Yagul Meblischus. Hashem knows how to bring Jews back even if they don't have schosim, even if they're not worthy. Hainu, sha'oz yachviach oisam Hashem Yisbarach lo shvilo b'tshuva shleima. Because at the end of time, as the Rambam says, lahalacha, that at the end of time, even if there are going to be someone who never ever planned on doing tshuva and never dreamt of doing tshuva, we're going to do tshuva. Since the generation of the end is the furthest away, the tshuva of the last generation is going to be the most dramatic, the most remarkable. It's going to bring even those who are the lowest, lowest, lowest b'ktzeh shemayim to do tshuva, to return to Hashem. Because we have to do something, we have to make an effort. We have to try our best. And davka, harichuk yasib lahav yasagul. Davka, that great distance of being far away, is what's going to bring the redemption. Not the Jews who are already, everything is gevaldik, but davka the ones who are further away. And he says, v'nefesh odom kezeh, the soul of such a person, Hamruchak b'yoyseh, who is the most distant from Hashem, u'misham hu shovel Hashem esbarach, and from there others help him and he helps himself to do tshuva, u'misham hu shovel Hashem esbarach, to do tshuva, harei sherish nishmasu hu michelkel shel nishmas Mashiach b'David. You should know that his neshama comes from that chelik of nishmas David HaMelech. That his soul comes from the soul of David HaMelech. He's a David HaMelech Yid. He's a Nisham of Mashiach. He has Nishmas Mashiach ben David. K'moy shemavur lahalan. K'moy chayin, David HaMelech, Olav HaShalom, Ob Yesh HaShel Shem Mashiach, David HaMelech, the grandfather of Mashiach, who has Sherish La'avayd in his Gavazu, he is the root of this avoda, lahitzi yokar mezaylal, of bringing out that which is yokar from zaylal, lachay nikra b'pasuk agever hukam ol. That's why it says in Navi, David HaMelech is described as hagever, the gever, the man, the strong one, hukam ol, who lifted up the ol. What's the ol? Pirshu Chazal shehekim oil shel tshuva. He lifted up this weight. He lifted up this ol of tshuva. Dainu. Shayidei shechata kivyachol. That doesn't mean that David HaMelech began by doing kiruv rechokim. He began with him, he himself on his level. Tainu shayidei shechata kivyachol. Again, whatever that chet was of David HaMelech, what was described in Tanakh is something which is not good. You know, Chazal say David HaMelech and his madrega. We don't understand his chet, but David HaMelech did tshuva. The whole tilim is David HaMelech is doing tshuva. Shadei shechata kiv yochav asa tshuva. Maila hakol lamaila. So Tzadik says in Mesisa Laila, maila hakol lamaila, that he was like lifted up everything from the bottom. Because he was in the lowest place. Mikimi mi'ofra dal. Mi'ashpas yorim evi. Mikimi mi'ofra dal. Mi'ashpas. Ashpas means garbage. David HaMelech said about himself. Mi'ashpas yorim evi. From the garbage. Mizemit sad shu me'akover l'sfiras malchus shabayil matzilus. Everybody knows that David HaMelech is the me'akover in this world for the sphere of malchus. He is the embodiment of malchus. Chu malchus is David Melech Yisrael chai v'kayim. Is malchus based David. And therefore, just like Avraham Avinu was the Merkava for the Midah of Chesed, and Yitzchak is the Merkava of the Midah of Gevura, David HaMelech is the Merkava for the Midah of Malchus. Of Malchus. Uchiyadu l'mukubolim, the Malchus ha-mukhuna b'zara kodesh Knesset Yisrael, the Midah of Malchus is called in the Zara Kodesh Knesset Yisrael, because it's the Shurish of where Nishmas Yisrael comes from by creation, which from that place of Malchus of Atzilus, which is the Shurish of Nishmas Yisrael that comes from Malchus. Aleha Roimez HaPasik Ragleha Yordais Mavis. This is the Pasik in Mishlei is hinting to, that the feet of Malchus descend into death, Rachman Litzlan. Mizelefisha Madregois Ha'achreina Shal Malchus. The Rabbi Daniel Frisch and Moshe Midrash explains what it says there in the Zohar Kodesh. Lefisha Madregois Ha'achreina Shal Malchus. That's us, the lowest Madregois of Malchus. Yordos Ad Hachitzonim, descend into that part of creation that's Chitzonim, furthest away from God. Shesham Sherish Hamadas. Which is the Sherish of Mavis, that's called Mavis. The Raglayim of Malchus, the end of Malchus, descends into the place that's called Mavis. Furthest away from the beginning, furthest away from the Rosh, from Atzilus, furthest away from the beginning. Okay, Nafshas Yisrael Sheshorash Nemisfiras Amalchus. Therefore, the Jewish souls who come from the Shorash of the Sphere of Malchus, Yordais Ba'olam HaAsiyah HaGufani Ba'olam HaZeh HaNukra Alma DeShekra, were sent Davka, these Neshamas that come from the Sphere of Malchus, were sent into the Olam HaAsiyah, which is the final of the four worlds, the lowest of the four worlds of Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira. This is the world of Asiyah, and the lowest part of Asiyah, which is Asiyah Sheb Asiyah, and the lowest part of Asiyah Sheb Asiyah, which is Malchus of Asiyah Sheb Asiyah, which is now. Hanukkah Alma Deshikra, which is called Alma Deshikra, that dimension of Sheker, where everything is distorted, where reality is lying to us. Everything is lying to us. Everything is a sheker. Alma de sheker. Shu mokam amavis, which is called mokam amavis. Rachmon l'slan ki haraglayim roimes aleivari hataiva. And Rav Tzadik explains in Yisrael Kedoshim that raglayim, the legs, the feet, the legs, is a remez to the bris, to the Evari HaTaiva that's between the right leg and the left leg. It's a remez to Evari HaTaiva. Shesham Iker Shlitas Aklipas Vahara. Because in that place of the body is the Iker Shlitas Aklipas Vahara. So by Ikvas at the Mashiach, which means the end, the bottom, the Iker Shlita of Ra is by that place that's called Ragleha Yodais Marves, which is the place of the Bris, which is Bein Ragleha, between the two legs. That's Ragleha Yordais Marves. So the lowest klipas at the end of time, that's called Marves, death, Mamish, is going to be manifested through that Taiva, that Tumah of Pgam HaBris. It's called Ragleha Yordais Marves. That's what Reb Tzadik is explaining in Yisrael Kedosha. V'arei b'dor shel ikve Mashiach, sheromos b'loshen zesh, anafoshes oz hein min dargas haraglin, haraglaim shel sfiras amalchus kimavur. So that's the madrega of our generation, ragleha yordos mavis, where everything is about this obsession with that part of the body. V'shom b'darga hi, nimtzeis tigboiris koiches hara, Vayetzahar b'yoser. That part of the body is where the Yetzahar is strongest. It's the place of Tigbaris Hara, Vayetzah. It's the place where the Yetzahar is the strongest. Fakasha gam sham is amtsim neged Tigbaris Hayetzahar. And Reb Tzadik is saying that at the end of time there are going to be Jews who are overwhelmed with that Yetzahar of Raglei Yodas Mavis, which is the Yetzahara of the Bris, and Misham, and in that place they're trying to become better. They're trying to be good. They're trying to do tshuva. Because Gam Sham, even there, he's trying to take the Yoker from the Zoylo, Misamtsim Neged Tigbaris Yetzahara, from such a place, which is the lowest place. To try to be good and to come back to Hashem. Oz oisim es tachlis tikkun habriya. That's the Yubitachtainim. From the lowest place at the end of time, that's tachlis tikkun habriya. Lekach dor shel nefashos keilu daika. Davke, we'll have to continue that. So we're up to lekach dor shel nefashos keilu daika yizkul mashiach. Even that, where Reb Tzadik says that davke, a generation is filled with such souls, davke will be zeichet to greet mashiach tzekeina. That's our generation. Davke yizkul mashiach. We'll continue by Hashem next. Menchay 12.